The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross. He was the inspiration for Jack Nicholson's character in The Departed.
When I was your age, they would say we could become cops or criminals. When you're facing a loaded gun, what's the difference?
He took off on the run in 1994 from Boston.
In a moment, Phyllis Karras, author of Where's Whitey? On the Secret Life of South Boston Crime Boss, Whitey Bulger. After this from Charlie. When the SEALs got Osama bin Laden, it put crime boss Whitey Bulger at the top of the FBI's 10 most wanted list. Not only had he murdered 19 people, he'd embarrassed the FBI by flipping one of their agents who had been his childhood friend.
He was alerted that he was about to be indicted, and actually it was an FBI agent, and Whitey Bulger was gone within a matter of 2 hours.
Phyllis Karras is the author of Where's Whitey, which, talking about coincidences, was just published on Tuesday.
He prepared his whole life for life on the run. I mean, he deposited money in so many different foreign countries, and he had bank accounts, and he had all different identities.
Whitey Bulger spread fear through South Boston. His partner, Kevin Weeks, saw that firsthand.
I mean, he stabbed people, he beat people with bats, he shot people, he strangled people, run them over cars.
But Phyllis Karras said he had another side, too.
He was almost like a Robin Hood in South Boston. He would collect sneakers for the kids. If anybody was beating up any kids that didn't have fathers at home, he would take care of them.
What finally did him in was his girlfriend's vanity. The FBI knew that Catherine Grieg spent a lot of time at hair salons, so they reached out to women with this ad on daytime television.
Have you seen this woman?
Within 24 hours, they had their tip. It led them to a couple living as Charles and Carol Gasco, who seemed perfectly normal, except that they tended to pay the rent in cash. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, June 24th, 2011.